Overseer on Demetrius.
A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Major Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
There were 16 hours to go when I had Hades' second message. It said she was alone in a warehouse down near the docks. A warehouse near the SS San Bernardino, the ship on which we'd found a brooch of hers and learned that Demetrius was hiding somewhere in the dockside area around Cook Street. I knew what I was doing. I knew Colonel Fentress would find no one in a deserted house, and I knew Demetrius and Yachty Bloom would be waiting for me at the warehouse. What did they take me for? After following them for months, after watching the way their minds worked, after knowing Hades so that she seemed part of me, did Demetrius think he could take me in by forcing her to relay a couple of messages? They were as hollow as the ring of the name he'd taken to hide his identity. But knowing all this, I still went on to that warehouse alone. I was getting Hades out, or he had to kill me. And when I had her, I wasn't handing her over to stand trial. The fog was rolling in from the river again. There was a tramp coming slowly up the stream. There were the wet cobblestones I'd seen the night we found Eustace Manningly. There was the silence. But somewhere in the black shell looming up above me, behind the blind boarded-up windows, there were Demetrius and Yachty Bloom and Hades Burton.
Do you see anything, Yachty?
No.
He's in time. He should be here.
Maybe he's waiting till Polizei are getting us surrounded.
Oh, he'll come alone. Hades.
What do you want?
Come here.
I am here.
We have very little time to go. Keane's already overdue. Do you realize how easily your life will be forfeit?
It already is.
But life's worth clinging to even to the last breath. I may still need you.
I have done all I will ever do for you. I forbade you for the last time.
You're mistaken. You're still the siren on the rock tempting Gregory Keene to his destruction.
Not of my own free will.
While we three are still alive, you'll do as I say. Go into the other part of the loft and wait.
I wish to stay here.
You'll go into the other room. The door will be shut behind you. I promise you, Hades, when the time comes, you'll miss nothing. Well, will you walk or do you need some help from Yachty?
I shall walk.
What's Hades in there for, Demetrius?
I want Keene to think she's still one of us. I want him to die thinking she led him to his death.
What else is he thinking? There is no one talking to Keene but Hades.
He must not be allowed to believe she was forced into it. I want my revenge on Keene to be complete.
I know why you are hating Keene this much.
Then keep it to yourself.
How you are going to do it, Demetrius?
Well, he can only enter this loft by the trapdoor. We'll hear him coming up the stairs. He'll think Hades alone, but he'll be taking every precaution just the same.
We are shooting him when he puts his head up above the floor.
We're not doing any shooting at all. We'll be quiet about it, Yachty.
Yeah. It's better no noise. But Hades...
When Keene comes through the trapdoor into the loft, you'll be immediately behind him. Do you understand that? You'll be behind the trapdoor, behind Keene, but not a foot away from him. He'll be facing the crates there.
Yeah, but what are we doing about Hades?
Hades will play her part once more.
Still, I am not understanding.
There's no reason why you should. Just be satisfied that when we finally settle our score with Gregory Keene, he'll be convinced that he has only Hades to thank for it. We'll permit them to see each other. Hades will understand what she was tricked into doing, too. Well, back to the window, Yachty.
Come on, Cuts. Come on, shake it up. Get that recorder going, for heaven's sake. You chaps know what happened, don't you? Well, we had a tap on Gregory Keene's phone to intercept any messages he might get from Hades Bergner. When the first message came through, we thought that was that. We all bundled off to Priory Street, leaving the way clear for Keane to get his second message with no one listening in. But by a darn lucky chance, Cutts left the recorder switched on. And so we're playing it back now. We're hoping it'll tell us what's become of Keane.
All set now, Colonel Fetters.
All right, we'll switch the thing on. Now listen, you chaps.
It's Gregory Keane speaking.
Keane, you must go near Priory Street. It is a trap for you.
But where are you speaking from?
Demetrius and Yachty Bloom are waiting for you in a deserted house there.
But, Jennifer, where are you now? That's what I want to know.
This is Heidi. I'm in a loft at the top of the warehouse. They tied me up and left me here. Come quickly, Keane. When they get back, they're going to kill me, too.
Keane didn't call her by name, you chaps, because Cutts was there in the room with
Soon
him.
Soon they will be coming back. Hurry, Keane, please. The loft is in a warehouse in Shirley Road.
Yes, I have that, but where exactly?
The fourth building from the docks in Shirley Road. I've only been able to loosen the ropes enough to use the telephone.
All right, that's all. Switch off. Shirley Road, the fourth warehouse from the docks. Barker, get on to Frayne again at the double. Henderson and Nicholas, stay with me. We haven't lost much time. We might still make it before Keane gets to them. Now then, Cutts, you'll drive my car. Cutts. Oh, where the devil is he? Didn't any of you chaps see him go? What the deuce became of Tom Cutts? Ah, oh, by Godfrey, when this business is over, some heads are going to roll. First Keane and now Cutts. Ah, one after the other. It'll serve them both right if Demetrius flays them alive and Heidi Bergman as well. All right, don't stand about. Let's get going.
It's a pity about the broken window, Heidi. I see the chill from the fog's making you uncomfortable.
It's not the fog that's chilling me.
Personally, I can't say I feel it at all. Our arrangements for Keane's reception are complete. He can only get in through the trapdoor, of course. There's no other way into this loft.
So that's how he is to end. You're going to kill him as he comes up the ladder.
Oh, dear me, no, nothing as simple as that. We're going to entertain him for a few moments first. We'll even let him say goodbye to you.
He will fight unless you kill him at once.
I'm afraid not. You see, Heidi, my dear, Yachty will be hidden behind those packing cases and crates. Here, look. You see? See for yourself. See the trap door and the crates? Well, of course, as Keane comes up the ladder and into the room, he'll be facing the crates and facing Yachty. But he won't see Yachty, who will have a knife poised and ready to throw.
You're planning something more for me.
Yes, Heidi. You'll be in this room with me when Keane enters. I'll be able to see him through a slight crack of the door.
Where will I be?
At the appropriate instant, I shall throw the door wide open, and Keane will turn quickly. Do you know what he'll see? He'll see you, Heidi, standing in this doorway. I'm hoping he'll shoot before he can stop himself. It'll be amusing if Keane shoots you, but whether he does or not, as he turns, he gets Yachty's knife in the back. He won't die at once, Heidi.
You want Keane to shoot me?
It'll be something to occupy his mind in the last few minutes of his life.
Because he stopped you seizing £1,000,000 worth of loot. For that you would take this hideous revenge.
No, my dear. You said it yourself. Because he destroyed what I had built up within you.
Oh, something must happen. He will not come up that ladder. He won't walk blindly into such a ghastly trap.
Oh, but he will. He's coming to your rescue and he thinks you're alone. You forget, Keane and I know each other well. He'll come up that ladder, Heidi. You may stake what remains of your life on that. And everything will go according to plan.
The warehouse was pitch dark. So were its neighbors. Demetrius, Yachty Bloom and Heidi were waiting in the loft of the fourth warehouse from the docks in Shirley Road. Although I didn't know it, Cutts was not 50 yards away. And Colonel Fentress and Inspector Frayne's men from the yard were leaving the embankment at that moment. But I wasn't creeping up the ladder into the loft of that fourth warehouse. I was already on the roof, looking for the skylight I hoped I'd find. If I wanted to get Heidi out of there alive, I had to surprise them, shoot first and shoot to kill. The fog was getting thicker. There wasn't a sound. I waited, listening. Demetrius was close. There wasn't a sound.
Yachty?
Yeah?
You see anything from the window?
Nothing.
I don't like it. should have been here 10 minutes ago.
Maybe the fog is making to drive slowly.
I don't like it. I can't even see the road below. They could get 100 men round the warehouse without a seeing one of them.
You are saying Keane is coming alone. Now he's 100 men.
Oh, he'll come alone. But I don't like this pea soup fog.
Keane is not coming. We are staying here.
Listen.
It's only sheep coming up the river.
I thought I heard something else.
A letter. Listen. There's no sound. There's no one coming up. You don't tell me, King. He's not coming. We are staying here.
Ask yourself, Yachty.
I'm asking. We don't never leave if King's not coming, yeah?
The time's past for us to deceive ourselves, Yachty. If Keane doesn't arrive in the next 10 minutes, he'll be here later with men. We'll have to fight it out.
10 minutes? It's like Heavy is saying, like rats, we are trapped.
Shh.
Here.
There it is again.
What you are hearing? I'm hearing nothing.
Oh, be quiet! Yachty, Keane has kept his appointment with Heidi. There's someone on the roof.
Demetrius and Yachty waited. Petrus and his men were closing on the warehouse. Cutts was right behind me. There were only a few hours to go.
Is ending. Listen for the next chapters in this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.